A lot of his predictions are somewhat tragic. Most of them very scary. But some of them also are pretty enlightening. Very enlightening. In a moment, Dr. Luis Turi on Coast to Coast AM. Like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Luis Turi was born and raised in Provence, France. Following four incredible solid UFO experiences, he was influenced to rekindle Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology, and he spent many years reviving the seer's rare Kabbalistic healing method. In 1976, he graduated from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. He moved to the United States in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful hypnotherapist and astropsychologist, author of four books, and a very powerful motivational speaker. He's a regular here on Coast to Coast. He's talked about the Asian tsunami before it happened, the Iraq War, SARS virus, and other predictions of major earthquakes. He's our guest this half hour on Coast to Coast. Hello, Luis. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for inviting me, George, as always.
You looking forward to a wonderful 2007, I trust, my friend?
I do, as always. But I have also to mention to you that this year, 2007, would be one of the most shocking year as far as earthquakes, natural disaster, explosion. Let me give you a little hint for what happened tonight with the Bronco player that was assassinated,
yes,
or the Colorado weather. This type of abnormal, shocking news is pretty much the color of the energy that's going to transpire for the year 2007.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Well, here we go again, Luis. And, you know, a lot of the predictions that you make, sadly, are pretty doom and gloom, but you also have some very heartwarming, I think, predictions as well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. For example, I'm expecting in the year 2007 incredible discoveries in terms of heart surgery, amazing technology advances, and you know, and the total infrastructure is ahead for NASA. This is all very positive. Also, I see also a lot of movement with the planets and a lot of action with UFOs. I see some merging of major airlines, so a lot of merging also with many major television networks. There is a lot of good things that will transpire. You know, life is made on those two forces, the positive and the negative.
You generally work in three dates per month.
Correct.
Why is that?
As I always told you, George, I do not predict anything. Like you and much of the audience, we understand that life is a constant process of changes. Nature has a pattern. History repeats itself, and I have developed enough cosmic consciousness to understand the universal clock. And I know when those energies will transpire. As a matter of fact, January the 3rd. Will be, which is in tomorrow.
A couple of days,
tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm expecting already one of these shocking bad news involving, I don't know, earthquake. And again, I don't want to scare people in being too detailed and giving location or what's going to transpire. And it's just the way it is. So the 3rd, the 12th, and the 19th are the dates that I'm giving for the month of January. And I can guarantee you that on those dates.
A guarantee, Luis? That's pretty strong.
Well, that's me. It's the first time we worked together. I told you that you were going to be doing some television work. Guess what? Mm-hmm. There is much more ahead of you as far as television is concerned.
Go ahead.
I also, mostly because you were born like Art in June, you are the messengers of the gods. When I wrote in my book that all of those born in June will be receiving the tail of the dragon in their home area and will force a restructure of their career, this is pretty much what happened with Art. Art was literally forced to move and come back to the United States. Welcome to the great man. But however, you have to understand that like Art, you are also a jewel. This is why the number 246 follows those Gemini. This is why Art has two marriage, two or four kids and two or four cats, one studio here, one in Manila. It's all about duality. And The good news about you and art, as far as the future is concerned, is that you're going to be going much more international. Foreigners and foreign will play an important part. And one of the reasons why art will have to go back, of course, to Manila in time and space, you can see that. The negative prediction that I have, and, you know, again, don't realize I'm just a translator of the divine. You cannot throw me in the water with a baby. I'm not doing this to hurt people. I see an energy that was going to affect children very, very dramatically next year. And I know Art is already looking to have a beautiful baby, and I wish the best. But the universe is putting a little bit of cross on children next year. And this is why the entire internet will be restructured, because of sex predator that will do much more damage, so to speak. Let me give you some of the negative prediction. May I go for it?
Okay.
Again, as I said earlier, this is going to be one of the most active year for quake and volcano activity, and I'm all pointing out August and February. So devastating earthquakes in Asia that are set for February and August, including the United States, of course. New involving pharmaceutical and oil company also merging together is part of my prediction. You can expect more death and drama with the war in the Middle East, because this war is far from being over sad enough. What worries me a little bit is that there will be some serious nuclear secret, even deals, or even threats that could be coming towards this country, again, towards the August or the end of the year.
All right.
Okay, I'm expecting some serious fire also coming up in, around the next summer, as the summer is coming in. I see also difficult news for the Pope, his health, and his handling of religion involving the Middle East, of course, in April, in October. These are the months where the Pope will not having a good time. Death news involving the President Bush, and including Clinton, the news of death that would touch them very, very closely. France and Italy will also display some very interesting news that could not necessarily be positive. I'm expecting some serious scary news involving nuclear plants in the U.S., and I'm not giving specifics for very specific purpose. I'm expecting also another bacterial disease that come and bother us sometime in March, not too far from now. This year will be a year of top heart attack. A tremendous upsurge of heart attack will be coming, affecting this country.
Why? Why this year?
It's, you know, again, it's... You're asking me now to teach anyone to play piano or to fly the shuttle. I can't give you the dynamics unless you're willing to sit with me for a full week for 6 hours a day. I cannot give you the specific on how I do it just for now. A nuclear accident, either at sea or inland, because of this nuclear plant is also a probability. And again, I hope that my prediction will not come true. I'm one of those guys who really hope they don't come true. But when they come to me, I have to let you know.
By the way, Liz, and we've still got a list to go here. This is the most elaborate list I've ever seen from you. It's huge.
Yes, it is. It is. And again, for the audience, they can go to my website, drtree.com, and click on my predictions. All the top famous people this year, I mean, actors, dancers, including queens and kings, talking about the Queen of England, so to speak, political and religious figures, all these people are going to be affected directly. The energy is aiming for people in power, for people who have fame. It's like a karmic energy that has to pass on. You know, it's like last year when I wrote in my book to be ready for a famous actor to die. You know, and next thing you know, Steve Irwin died. You know, it's just that I hate to say things like that, and I'm not one in it, but I'm just a translator. When I wrote in 2003 that Saddam Hussein will die in December 2006, it's printed in my books. Again, this is not a wish. And as always said, I like to counteract this negative energy by making people aware that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. However, because the general pattern is negative, I can only go with the universal current of negativity, and this is why I emphasize more negativity than positivity.
I understand. But positivity can change some of this, alter it?
Indeed. As I always said, you know, I believe in the human geniuses in producing tremendous technological advance that would stop the depletion of the ozone layer. I believe because of this tremendous heart attack observed that's going to affect the entire world, including the American people. A lot of people are going to die of heart attack, and not just this year, next year too. I can see that going for a couple of years. That will force people to work even harder. And our scientists will make incredible discovery to alter, even fix heart problems. So there is always, if you throw something up, there is always something coming down. So the positive, the negative is the negative trend is what forces us to suffer. But the positive reaction is the human genius enabling us to face all these difficulties.
All right, how about things in the universe, planetary discoveries, anything like that out there?
Well, indeed. This is, as I said, this is going to be a year where you're going to hear about meteorites, where NASA's going to be totally, completely restructured with tremendous activity above your head, which is not necessarily seen by the human eye. UFOs are going to be coming more and more to a reality. There is a government, especially in France, which are actually divulging right now that the UFO are not just the X-File. There is so much activity ahead of us with the universe. As a matter of fact, everything is coming from the universe. Every single essence of who we are, what we have, is all coming from the stars. And having cosmic consciousness can see all this unfolding in this dense physical world.
That's fantastic. You know, they had a, we reported on it in November, Luis, of a UFO witnessed over O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, and now the mainstream media is starting to write about it.
Well, as I said, between now and next year, there will be much more awareness on the UFO phenomenon, and I believe some of us out there are going to play an important part, and I hope it's, I'm not going to be one of those guys that will come up with more proof, if I may use that word, of the existence of extraterrestrials.
Okay, now let's go back then and elaborate a little bit on some of these predictions that you've made. When we talk about the dramatic news involving the lakes and oceans and rivers, elaborate a little bit more on what that could be.
Well, first of all, all throughout the year, you probably heard that many cruise lines brought back their clients with food poisoning and
diseases, things,
exactly, that you understand also that there is a lot of activity over the ocean. The planet Uranus, which is the sudden release of energy, the breakup type of energy, is into the sign of Pisces that rules anything and everything that dwells with oceans. And again, one of the reasons why this very large iceberg just break off the coastline of Canada, I believe. So anything to do with water reserve, lakes, oceans, sea life, cruise liner, chemicals, even pirating will be a part of the news for the year 2007.
The earthquakes and the volcanoes you see as very active, very big this year?
One of the top, yes. One of the top active, not just this year. Remember, the Dragon stays 2 years in one sign. And the true new year in my line of work started in June of 2006. And that's when the dragon will affect these worlds. So be ready, as I said, you know, earthquake and volcano, especially on the date that I gave earlier, the 3rd, the 12th, and the 19th. These are very, very high probability for earthquake that could be well above 6, even 7. And again, I'm not going to give any specific places because I don't want to scare people. But this planet, Uranus, in the sign of Pisces, could and will also make a tremendous volcano activity during the in Asia, and especially Japan will be suffering quite a lot.
I'm concerned about the scary news pertaining to nuclear plants in the United States. You mean like some kind of a meltdown, something like that?
Yes. Yes, we already have some close call. I don't know. I mean, the government makes sure that the American population is not aware of it, but I do have some sources that we went to a couple of close call already. And one of these days, some of the news are going to become more, more obvious, put it this way. So, yes, as far as terrorism is concerned, we are not at the end of it, but it's not going to be as intense. It's not man-made this year. The dramatic energy that I'm referring at is not man-made. It's more universal. It's from the cosmos. It's from the ultimate design, the ultimate order of God through his creation.
Richard C. Hoagland sending me a quick message. Dr. Turi wants to know what you see with regards to Mars this year.
Well, Mars, very, very interesting news involving Mars, probably discovery of running water, maybe underground. There is all sorts of things that is not just yet known, but will come public, and they'll be shocking. The key words for next year and the year after, George, is surprise, shocking new, with a lot of explosive new in terms of discovery, technology, and most of all, nature devastative forces.
So it's not going to be an average year then?
No, not in my line of work. It's not going to be an average year.
Dr. Turi's website, of course, let me spell it for you. It's www.drturi.com. That's drturi.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Also globalinquirer.com. Is that another one for you, doctor?
No, that's all there. I just wanted to let you know that I gave a copy of my book to Tom for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Enjoy it.
I'll be back in Los Angeles next week, so I will get it the minute I get back there. Excellent. So in terms of 2007, how would you give the overall year compared to 2006?
Again, 2006 was a year where nature was pretty quiet. You have realized this. And right now, as I said, with what just transpired in one of the major cities in Colorado in the United States, you had that very shocking type of weather dropping.
Huge. Yeah.
And this is just a little signal of what's ahead in terms of the weather and in terms of sudden release of energy. It's more, as I said, of a higher order. And again, we can only hope that with positive thinking, we may alter some of those predictions, but they are there. I've just said them, and children will be affected drastically. So if you have a child, be sure to keep an eye on that child, because that nasty energy seems to be aiming towards young life, innocent life, and towards kings and queens, people of position of power, for at least 18 months. And it just started.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of prediction news from you to track, Lewis, beginning this month. So we will do this.
All right.
Thank you.
You're surely welcome, George, and happy new year to you and to your listeners.
You too. That's Dr. Lewis Turi. Very incredible. You know, when I first started having Lewis on, his hit rate is absolutely uncanny. You know, not everybody gets everything right, but he's got a 80-plus percent hit rate on what he talks about. I mean, that is truly remarkable. In a moment, Sean David Morton, who is jumping for joy because his USC Trojans defeated the Michigan Wolverines in the Rose Bowl. So I'm sure he's happy about that prediction. We'll be back. Up next with our special list of predictors, intuitive remote viewer, Sean David Morton on Coast to Coast AM. Well, since studying at the British International School for Boys in Cairo, Egypt, then at Stanford and graduating from the University of Southern California with majors in political science and fine arts, Sean David Morton has been an investigative journalist, a writer, producer, director for several national television shows. He was instrumental in bringing Area 51 to international attention when he did his first national television stories on the Chupacabra, the Phoenix Lights, the Miami UFO contacts as well. He's been around a long time, and he's been our special guest for years on Coast to Coast. How many shows now, Sean? How many?
I stopped counting at like 52, I think. So it's somewhere up in the 50s somewhere. So
you are bringing in the new year, and I know why you're jumping for joy today.
Oh, can you guess?
Uh-huh. 32-18.
Yeah, baby.
Man, that's not bad. Number 8 rated, and you beat Michigan.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were at the game. We most of the action happened right in front of us. We're in the 11th row. We got to meet Marcus Allen again, and Ronnie Lott, and Matt Leinart, and we went to the luncheon yesterday, and I got to actually meet George Lucas and hand him a copy of my movie, which was actually really fun. So it's just been a great couple of days. It's been a good way to bring out 2006, which has been awful. It's just, I'm so glad to be rid of 2006. Thank God it's gone.
Well, does 2007 look any better?
It does. And it's I'm saying that, you know, we took a lot of kicks in 2006, and so now it's time for the Stairway to Heaven in 2007, as they say. And 2007 is going to be a very, very interesting year, because this is the year when I see a great division coming between people who are, I guess, listening to the prophets and to the still inner voice and listening to the their higher selves. And it's going to be 2007 and 2008, linking them both together is going to be something that is going to be fantastic and ascending for many people who are literally going for the things that they truly want. And for those that are having problems with listening to, again, that inner voice or connecting with their spiritual selves, there's going to be a great division coming. And the division is going to be, again, primarily between those who are going for their dreams and reaching for their dreams, and those who aren't are going to begin to realize that the 9 year of 2007, especially the supercharged 9, which is a number of, it's the hermit, it's the number of spiritual enlightenment, but it's also the number which means that we have to, all that you can't leave behind, as the U2 song goes, that you have to leave the baggage of anything that's not working for you behind. And that's what's going to happen politically, economically, and spiritually for people all across the planet.
All right, let's take a look at some of these predictions for 2007, Sean. Primarily, let's talk about the economy. We haven't really talked with some of the other predictors about that. You have been pretty good with most of these stock picks and just witnessing the stock market. How's things look in 2007?
It's an interesting market. It's as I'd predicted in the past, we're going to see, I think you're going to see the Dow Jones Industrial Average is going to go to over 13,000 this year. But that's not particularly a good thing, because what's happening is that the very, very high stock market is being driven by only about 30 companies. And my prediction from years ago was that we would see a skyrocketing stock market right before we experience a major global economic collapse. And the reason that is because very large companies are buying up other companies and corporations out there. And so this gigantic stock market is being driven by these 30 companies because there's just nothing else left. Things are, it's almost like squeezing something from the side, and it's starting to squirt out the top, if you will, and it goes vertically straight up, as you have these companies driving the market. So again, you have this massive division that what is good for Wall Street is simply not good for Main Street, and you have big companies gobbling up smaller companies and smaller and then even bigger companies gobbling up the bigger companies, and so there becomes less competition, less work. You're seeing government and corporations becoming almost exactly the same thing. You're seeing large corporations actually writing the laws that legislatures are passing. And it's not going to be a particularly good thing. Now, there's a couple of stocks that we've mentioned on the show. One stock in particular, which was one of your stocks to watch, that if you remember, we mentioned it all the way back in July of 2005, and that stock was a company called Nutricia.
Yes.
And we looked at it at 61 cents when I first talked about it and predicted it, and now we're coming up on about 18 months later or so. And the stock's up to approximately $2.50. And great company, and it's a company that is working on feeding programs all across the world. It's a very enlightened, spiritual company, I would say, simply because of it's a great global citizen. It's on its way to actually scoring on the NASDAQ, and it's up between about 250. It's been hovering between about 250 and 265 or so, and I think you're going to see Nutricia very quickly is going to be up about $3, and within about the next 6 months, I think you'll see it at approximately. It's got to hit at least $4 in order for it to hit the NASDAQ. So I think once again, that was one of our big stocks to watch. That was a stock that you and I both talked about, and it has literally almost quadrupled in value since we actually first spoke of it.
And by the way, I never bought any shares.
Oh well, that's
not one.
It's not one. It's the other things that the just to let you know kind of what I'm up to, which is kind of a different gist than the stock markets. My stock predictions from once again from your show from July of 2005 and from the Delphi newsletter. I had in a one year period of time, the stocks had gone up that I had predicted had actually gone up 387%. What I started doing about 5 months or so ago, and we haven't really put up a website yet, or we haven't really talked about this, but I started using remote viewing on the foreign exchange markets, and I got mostly out of stocks altogether. Actually, I'd sold gold when it hit 725, which was my level on it. Gold, as you know, last May, one of my trigger points was 725, and on the 10th of May of last year, gosh, it's been a while since we've talked about this. 10th of May of last year, gold hit 729. And then hit a perfect parabola where it then went down to about 540 or so, and then started gradually climbing back up. We're going to see gold hit that 725 benchmark in about the next 4 months or so. Again, I don't see it going much higher than 800 right now, because what gold has a tendency to do is it goes straight up, and then it reaches
plateaus a little bit,
and then comes down and has a pullback, and then comes back up again. But what we're seeing now with gold at about 650 or so is that loop is continuing, because it goes up and then goes down. The challenge with gold right now, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in like 20 minutes. The challenge with gold right now is that the Europeans, want to back the euro with gold, and their goal is within the next year, by November of next year, they want the euro to be backed with close to 30% silver. 30% gold. To that end, about 2% of the world's gold, actually, just before Thanksgiving, it was closer to the 1st of November, left Jakarta, and actually was put on a ship and taken to Europe, and it then hit the European markets. And this is one of the things that I was working with, kind of behind the scenes in my projections with the foreign exchange markets. But when that gold started hitting the euro, you're now seeing the euro at almost a 2.5-year high, where it jumped to right around Thanksgiving or so. It jumped to almost $1.35 because, again, this gold is now hitting Brussels. There's a lot of gold out there in the market right now. The Europeans are buying it like crazy to kind of hoard it. Gold is going to stay at about the 650, 660 level until the Europeans actually get their hands on enough of it to be able to back their currency. Meanwhile, the thing that I'm doing with foreign exchange, just briefly, is that each Sunday, I look at nine different charts, and I do a remote viewing on these charts of nine different base currencies, things like the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, the Canadian dollar, the British pound sterling, the yen, the euro, all across the world. And on these charts, I write what I project the energy out to be. I then send those charts to my traders who have a desk in Vermont. And so far, and we've just had an audit done by Pricewaterhouse, since I started this in June up until November 15th, which was the audit period, we booked 117% profit in 5 months. And we had a bit of a downward spike coming up on Thanksgiving because a lot of things are going on. But I'm telling you, there is a financial war going on behind the scenes. And at 4 a.m., on Thanksgiving Day, the Chinese, the Syrians, and the Iranians all basically declared war against the U.S. dollar. And you saw waves of attacks against the U.S. dollar that began right then. And just to give you an idea, the British pound sterling, which moves 40 pips or so in foreign exchange lingo, a pip is a hundredth of a cent. And it moves, 40 pips on a spectacular day. The British pound sterling in 4 days moved 2,800 pips in 4 days. It went from about $1.68 to almost to just above $2 or so, along with the euro jumping at the same time. And this is what then precipitated the United States sending Henry Paulson, who was the former director of Goldman Sachs and has been a subscriber to my newsletter for like the last 10 years. And, I've been a friend with Hank for many, many years, but it sent Bernanke, the Fed chairman, it sent Paulson, it sent the Secretary of Commerce as well, over to beg the Chinese not to dump $1 trillion into the U.S. market. And because the Chinese were saying, we're not going to be stuck with all these dollars and simply lose our shirts on this whole deal. And the threat that was made by the United States was that if they dump these dollars, that the U.S. is about to achieve almost complete hegemony over most of the oil in the Middle East, and that that if the Chinese begin to dump dollars on the world market, that we will begin to strangle them by limiting the supply of oil, slowing their economy, literally, by limiting the supply of oil that's available to China. So all of these things have been going on behind the scenes, and I've been watching them because I'm looking at these economic battles that are a precursor to a much larger, much wider global conflict between the United States and the Syrians, the Iranians, and the Chinese.
Yeah, it's an economic war, isn't it?
Right. And But I guess the point I'm trying to make is that from my success using the stock market to now my using the same remote viewing techniques to work with a group of clientele, my friends and family, I have taken what started out as a $35,000 fund, which has grown to, with my people coming in, has grown to about a $3.5 million fund. And with more coming in now that we actually have the certification from Pricewaterhouse that says we're making the kind of money that that we claim to be making, and it is the single-handed largest application of, I guess you would say, psychic abilities on the largest scale ever that I've seen.
What a great story, Sean.
In the financial markets, and I've kept it kind of a secret until now because we got about 70 people that I've been shepherding through this, and these are, instead of giving a lot of stock tips away and a lot of stock information on, in various publications and the radio and what have you, I finally just said, look, I'm going to make money for my people. I'm going to make money for the people that, that are my friends and family. And we've just been doing fabulous things with it. We've changed a lot of people's lives and allowed people to get medical care. And one of my, Lloyd Ortiz is one of an old-time friend of mine. He's got an autistic son, and he's made enough money to be able to put his son into a special school and get some special medical care for him. So that's kind of, part of what I've been up to as far as the financial stuff goes. So, again, on the general sweep, as far as the stock market is concerned, I've got a big article coming out in the next week or so. I want to apologize to everybody out there. There's about 50,000 people that, they get the newsletter, and I've just been going through absolute hell for the last 4 months because my dad died, my mom died, my aunt died. Another friend of mine killed himself. Another friend of mine died in a car accident. I had two very close friends who just died within the last 2 weeks, one of pancreatic cancer and the other one people who were like surrogate grandparents to me.
So you're saying the newsletter's been late?
It's been late, and I'm working on like doing two issues this month, along with predictions issue and everything else. So that's all I had to say about that.
Sean, you talked about inflation back in the early part of 2006 of being 20 to 25%. Do you still see that happening?
We're there now. Right now, since the Fed started printing money in March, since the last time we did the show. The best guess on the inflation rate is that we're already at 9.6%, which means that's since March. So by next March, let's call it June at the latest, we're going to be looking at, my prediction was 20 to 25%, and it's in process as we speak. There is no more M3 index. They're not telling you how much money is in circulation. Helicopter Ben Bernanke is in fact printing money and throwing it out of helicopters. It's one of the reasons why there's been this gigantic flux in the U.S. dollar, and why the Chinese are threatening to dump so many of it, so much of it on the market. And there's a whole other conspiracy going on, because there's this the Hollywood's working on a film right now. I just wish we had more time. Hollywood's working on a movie right now called Charlie Wilson's War. And Tom Hanks is going to play Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson was phase one of Ronald Reagan's plan to destroy the Soviet Empire, to basically end Soviet communism for good. He had a three-pronged attack. Plan one was to send Charlie Wilson in to arm Osama bin Laden and the Mujahideen and the Taliban back when they were our good buddies, and give them Stinger missiles and take the Russian Air Force out of the sky and basically bog the Russians down in a hugely expensive, unwinnable guerrilla war in Afghanistan to drain the Russian economy. Phase two was an ambassador that was given $4.5 trillion with a T, dollars, by the name of Leo Wanta. And what Ambassador Wanta was tasked to do was to turn the Russian economy into complete and utter junk, to destroy their bond market, to destroy their credit rating, to counterfeit rubles around the world. And so what's happened is that not only was he successful doing this, but phase three was supposed to be that Reagan wanted Wanta to go in with this super fund that he had, go into Russia and establish a series of businesses and a constitutional republic so that we would have peace for generations to come. Unfortunately, when George H.W. Bush took over as president, Poppy Bush took over, he handed Russia over to his buddies at the Chase Manhattan Bank and David Rockefeller, and the entire Russian economy became a mob-based sort of criminal economy. And you saw the sort of crime decade of the 90s.
Well, where's this $4 trillion?
Now, here's the deal. The deal is that Leo Wanta, and he has a company out of Virginia called AmeriCorp, is owed $4.5 trillion on this note. And the Red Chinese have said if Ambassador Wanta is not paid, we will pay him. And so this note is being bounced from bank to bank to bank to bank to bank in what they call a parcel post scheme, where Wachovia Bank transfers it to Chase, who transfers it to B of A, who transfers it to Chemical, and they collect 24 hours of interest on $4.5 trillion as it goes from place to place to place. So there's rumors on the inside, as auditors showed up at Wachovia Bank on November 17th, that Wachovia Bank was gonna close its doors because of the audit that was going on. And if this note isn't paid, I mean, this is real stuff.
Is this our money, Sean?
Yeah, it is, indeed. And if this note's not paid, and if the Chinese pay it, then the U.S. dollar goes into complete free fall against other currencies, which will lead us to two things. Number one,
30 seconds. Go
okay.
Ahead.
Oh, gosh, that's all the time we have. And I had all these other predictions too. Number one, it will lead to the United States going to a two-tiered currency, a foreign and domestic currency. And number two, the collapse of the U.S. dollar means we go to something called the Amero. And the Amero is a currency that's to be used for the United States, Mexico, and Canada, a single currency from pole to pole that will be backed by silver.
Is that a prediction?
It is. It's in process now. It's not much of a prediction. It's something that they're planning on doing now.
Jerry Corsi believes that as well. Website, DelphiAssociates.org.
DelphiAssociates.org. Also, you can buy the book, Black Seraph, which is my latest novel. It's on Amazon.com. And we have a retreat up at Mount Shasta coming up the second week of September. People can check the website for it. Thank you, George.
Talk to you way before that, Sean David Morton. Back in a moment, right here on Coast to Coast AM, with still more. Next up, Susan Miller, astrologer.